This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Off hour number three on this Wednesday evening. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl
and Conan.
And you know, we spent most of the last hour talking about the upcoming New Hampshire primary, the first in the nation primary, and who would wind up benefiting from Rand Paul leaving the race. And, well, the Washington Post speculates that it will wind up being Ted Cruz. And, well, you know, neither me nor Conan really expect a lot of, you know, libertarians to wind up getting behind Ted Cruz, but I know that there are some that are doing so. And if you are one, then we would love your thoughts on why you would support someone who says that he wants to carpet bomb the Middle East. 855-450-FREE.
And that our rights come from God Almighty and not the Constitution first.
Well, the Constitution does not give us rights. The Constitution is there to recognize rights that you have inherently by the fact that you are a living, breathing human being.
Mm-hmm. But instead of saying inalienable, he goes on to bring God into the equation, and that could be off-putting to a lot of people.
Right, and he is specifically trying to get the evangelical vote, so he does invoke religion a lot. Whereas somebody that's, you know, less religious, they're going to say inherent rights or, you know, just natural rights. But those natural rights, they come from something. You know, you might not recognize a deity. You might just say, you know, like they come from the universe. So, you know, they come from something that's not a government. Governments don't grant rights. Governments recognize rights. And we both know, Conan, that voting is kind of a sham, but we still do it anyway, sort of, you know, go through the motions and hope that we're able to wind up, you know, casting one of those, mythical defensive ballots to where, you know, other people see our point of view and they wind up voting for the smaller budget. Or they vote for the budget that actually reduces taxes, vote against borrowing, vote against some extra spending. So, you know, there are ways that you can attempt to use the ballot in self-defense. But you've got an article, apparently P. Diddy, who started the Vote or Die campaign a few years ago, and some of the celebrities that got on board apparently did not vote. And they did not uphold the other end of the bargain. They did not die after not voting. And apparently P. Diddy decided, you know what, people aren't holding up their oath to vote or die, so let's get rid of it altogether.
It seems like he's finally grown up and he's finally seen the light. Some people can really only take so much of the political process before they give up on this system entirely. This is especially true in modern times where every candidate is pro-war and pro-establishment. Obama was the last hope for many people who thought a politician could change things, but when Obama brought more of the same, some people became awake to reality that politicians are usually con artists and that the entire political system is a scam. Even P. Diddy, who, when I grew up, he was Puff Daddy.
And his actual name, and this shows that he has not, you know, quote unquote, grown up. His actual name is Sean Combs.
Mm-hmm. But now he has to be P. Diddy because he's got it all over these clothing, the clothing line.
He started off as Puffy and then became Puff Daddy and then P. Diddy and then just Diddy. And then he went back to P. Diddy and then I think he went to Puff Daddy briefly and then there was something else. So I've, you know, just called him like P. Diddy Daddy.
is maybe he doesn't like himself. Maybe there's something about him that he doesn't care much for, and he's
Puffy Diddy Daddy.
Something like that. It's like just like the person who changes their profile picture on Facebook like every 3 days.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So tell us more about Puffy Diddy Daddy Sean Combs and getting rid of Vote or Die.
Well, you know, I thought that he was talking similarly years ago, but I know this is a recent interview. He came out and said that voting is a scam. This is an iconic considering Diddy was the figurehead of Vote or Die movement, which encouraged young people to vote for nearly a decade. During the Q&A, Diddy was asked about the upcoming elections, and his answer was surprisingly refreshing. Diddy told the audience, and it's very ignorant, but see the things that's tricky about politics. It's there. So much BS with it. We started with Vote or Die and from the community and form the community we're in. And da-da-da-da-da. The whole S thing is a scam. There's a lot in between. But, it's refreshing to hear these guys that actually put the time in, put a lot of energy, a lot of effort into a belief structure, and they woke up one morning, or maybe it was a couple of weeks to a year, and they, you know, over time they realized that, hey, this whole thing doesn't work. This last guy we spent so much time to get into office, he's just like all the other brothers.
Yeah.
He sucks. And I guess the big question...
But he's got a Peace Prize medal. And none of the other presidents had that. No other president in American history has worn a Peace Prize medal while telling military troops to drone bomb civilians.
He should have his Peace Prize medal taken from him. Can they do that?
I don't think they can.
Can they revoke? Why can't they revoke it? They made a decision. They can take decision back, right? P. Diddy changed his mind.
I don't know. The Nobel Prize Committee has never taken back a Peace Prize medal before. They've never taken back any of the medals that they give, so I don't know if they can revoke. I don't know if that's within their authority to do so.
Well, the rest of this article asks the question, you know, what can we do? So what do we do? How do we solve the problems? Do we look to authority? Do we put someone else in charge? Of course not. How that has been working for us, not very well. They go on to bring up some ideas like agorism, working outside of the system to actually bring the system down ultimately.
So what are your thoughts on agorism, the concept that if you just ignore governments, they will go away?
It's a hard, hard up-road battle because they own so much of the existing real estate. I can't drive here to this studio without working within the system, getting my vehicle registered. Now, there's something that I haven't done as far as my vehicle is concerned that I just haven't done it. I'm going to keep not doing it until they catch me. There are a lot of other things that I do that they just haven't caught me at. But, I mean, there's so many things that you have to do in order just to get by, like paying property tax. That's the big one. That's my big thing here in Keene. There's not a lot of taxes involved, but the property tax is huge.
The reason you're unable to avoid your property tax is because you have a mortgage on the house.
Right, so
and they,
it's automatically coming out of my
mortgage. They include the property taxes in the mortgage payment that you pay to your bank every month.
But one day I'm going to pay that off, and I will have the ability to not go to City Hall with my biannual check, property tax check. I might decide that I'm not going to pay any of it. Or I might decide, no, I'm not going to pay the school portion. I'm just going to pay a little bit to the cops, a little bit to the fire department, maybe water and sewage, and that's it. I'm not paying for the airport. I'm not paying for the parking meters. I'm not paying for any of that other nonsense because I don't use any of it. These should be user fees. And that's the way,
they should be completely voluntary. I would say they should be completely voluntary to where even if you do wind up parking at a parking space downtown and you've not paid in your, you know, like whatever, you know, per year fee for, here's the suggested parking fee, mm-hmm. and you get to park downtown all you want. There would be some people that would park downtown without ever having paid that fee.
Those people exist, campers. You're not going to get rid of those in a socialist system, completely socialist. You're not going to get rid of them in a communist system. You're not going to get rid of them in a completely democratic republic. It doesn't work. You're always going to have those campers who are going to use the system.
You'll always have a free rider, and the free rider problem is nowhere near as big a problem as the compelled rider problem, where you're forced to pay for stuff you don't want. We'll continue this discussion and your calls. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. Or you can also call in on Skype. Username is LRN.FM. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Conan.
And do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out their vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. And if you buy 100 or more stickers from LibertyStickers.com, they're only $1 a piece. Normally, if you just buy one or two or up to 100, they're going to cost you somewhere around $3. But if you buy over 100, they're only $1 a piece. LibertyStickers.com. We asked the question earlier about if you were supporting Rand Paul and are now supporting Ted Cruz. We want to know why. And, well, we've got James from Jacksonville, Florida, calling in. And I can't tell from the description that's put in here if you're actually supporting Ted Cruz or not. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys? I was a Rand Paul supporter. I donated money because, in my opinion, out of all of them, he's the most trustworthy. I wasn't too impressed on his aggressiveness. I thought he was kind of soft, and I think his advisors made him really weak. But I can tell you right now, I would never vote for Ted Cruz, and there's a lot of reasons why, but the main reason why is because his wife's involved with CFR, and his associations with Henry Kissinger, and if you know about that guy, I mean, he wants to take out the whole world pretty much.
So who are you going to wind up supporting now that Rand Paul is not in the race?
I can tell you right now, it's not going to be Bernie Sanders. A lot of people I know are shifting to Bernie Sanders, which is totally the wrong thing. And the reason why is because they're both talking about the...
This is a radio program on FCC-licensed station, so no, you can't say the dirty words. Let's go to Charlie, who hopefully will wind up being a good boy and not have us drop him. Charlie, calling in from Arizona, wants to talk about demonstrators, and I'm guessing that you're talking about, or maybe I'm speculating here, are you talking about the people up in Oregon?
Oh, no, actually, it was your comment about the horses, but that's not really it either. And I will be a good boy. I've been dealing with some health problems, and I haven't been able to call. But we have a very good local libertarian talk show host, and he interviewed one of our state legislators about a bill he sponsored prohibiting people from photographing police within 20 feet. And the reason they brought it to mind is you made the statement about those protesters being 20 feet back, and then they had to move a foot back. And the police used a horse to force them back.
Yeah, so that was at one of the presidential debates back in 2008, and I don't know what the distance was of how far back they were, but they were standing where the police had told them they could stand,
right.
And then
well,
the police said, well, we want you to move back, and then they used the horse to move them back.
Exactly, and that's, I mean, 20 feet might sound reasonable, but it's like the camel getting... the nose and the tit. Oh, well, that's not quite far enough. Maybe we should have you 25 feet back.
Well, and not only that, but 20 foot, it's a completely arbitrary distance. And then if the police officer or whomever it is makes a quick motion and then they become 15 feet away, well, all of a sudden you're violating the space, and then you have to possibly jump into traffic to get 20 feet away from them, and then you wind up getting hit by a car.
Right, and it didn't matter if you were on a private property or not. It, you know, that it was a terrible, terrible idea, and the host made that point.
So has this bill done anything other than be introduced? Has it had a committee hearing? Has
no,
it had a vote?
Actually, it's got some strong support and quite a number of sponsors. Like I say, it's scary because it's, as you know, it's once you get a bill passed, it's relatively easy to get amendments added later.
Right, but has this thing passed or has it just been introduced?
It's still in the legislature, but...
All right, thank you, Charlie. Keep us up to date on that. Hopefully it does not pass. Hopefully it just sits in the legislature. And that's what...
Not only is it easy to get amendments tacked on afterwards, but it's harder to get rid of it, period. I mean, we know how hard it is here in our good old New Hampshire.
Right.
It's just like a tax... Once the tax goes up, it ain't going down again.
And one of the things that I do like about the way politics works in New Hampshire is that every bill does have a legislative hearing, and every bill winds up getting a vote from the committee, whereas a lot of states, they just wind up letting things die without ever having a hearing, without it ever getting a vote. And, you know, even this horrible piece of legislation that says that, you know, you can't film police in public, the bill, yes, it's horrible, but it at least deserves to wind up being heard by the legislators so that people can come out and tell the legislators how horrible the legislation is. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Ralph in New Jersey. And Ralph, please tell me that you're going to wind up riding a different horse tonight, that you're not going to be on your one-trick pony.
I actually have a question that I would like to ask the both of you that would never be asked to Hillary Clinton. Because the question has been asked already to Hillary Clinton. I want you to tell me what's the difference between white privilege and white guilt, okay? And if we can tie that to Obama, let me say this. El Negro animal get elected 2 times because of white guilt, not because of white privilege. And quite honestly, as an Asian person who happens to be conservative, I consider the term white privilege as a reverse form of racism. You agree with that?
I honestly understood all of the words that you said. Like, you know, everything you said, I understood. But I don't comprehend the point that you were trying to make, other than I do agree that white privilege and white guilt are the opposite. But
how are they similar? I think they are similar, and they're, as being ideals that are both forms of racism.
Yeah,
they're kind of reverse racism.
And it's all groupthink, and I don't use groupthink. I look at everybody as what they are. They're all individuals. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the election for, you know, most of the last hour and a half. Started off with a story from Washington Post where they were speculating who is going to wind up picking up the support that Rand Paul had now that Rand Paul has dropped out of the election. And Conan, you were telling us at the beginning of this hour that apparently Sean Puffy Daddy P. Diddy Combs has decided to pull the plug on Vote or Die. So you could say that Vote or Die has died. And we go back to the phones in this case, actually to Skype, where we have Sean calling in about the election. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I've been hearing a lot of people trashing Rand, and I wasn't too big of a fan of his, but do you guys at all have any belief in the kind of incremental push towards liberty, like an incrementalism approach? Like maybe Rand wasn't perfect, but if, you know, if he could have got, you know, support and, you know, if he could have been viable, you know, do you think there's any way to, you know, inch along, or are you guys all principles?
So, Conan, I'll let you start with an answer on this.
Pretty principled. If you're going to talk about the non-aggression principle, you've got to stick with it all across the board. That means dealing with your neighbors and dealing with foreign powers. So you're not going to be bombing anybody unless they are in the midst of attacking you. There's no reason to have all these military bases, 900 or so, across the globe. That's ridiculous. And if he's talking about going to fight terrorism, then he fell off the map as far as I'm concerned. But as far as the inching along, you know, I've always speculated that maybe he saw what happened to his dad. And he's like, you know what? We've got to try something different because this is never going to work. So I'm just going to kind of lean on my Republican brother's shoulders and see what happens. And I think it bit him pretty hard because he lost pretty much, we didn't lose all of it, but he lost a lot of the libertarian vote because of that, because of his Republican leanings. I don't know that he is a true Republican. I think that he might just, I think he might have been playing the game.
So do you think he's a libertarian?
I think he's more of a libertarian than he is a conservative Republican.
I think he is much more of a constitutionalist. He will use the term constitutional conservative to describe himself. Mm-hmm. And the people that say Rand Paul is actually a libertarian are either saying that Rand Paul is lying, or if you believe Rand Paul that he is a constitutional, either he's telling the truth or he's lying.
Right.
And I tend to believe that people that are libertarians are going to tell the truth more than they are going to lie. And if you're going to lie to me, then don't expect my support. Now, to answer your question, Sean, about incrementalism versus advocating for, the actual principle, I will always advocate for the actual principle, but then you wind up getting into basically a negotiation phase, and that's where you wind up getting to do this give-take sort of thing. So let's just say, for instance, you're selling your car, and you want twice what the Kelley Blue Book value is, and I want, 95% of what the Kelley Blue Book value is. I'm not going to go into the negotiation saying, I'll give you half of what you're offering. I'm going to go into the negotiation asking for 95% of the Blue Book value. And then we start to negotiate. So from a standpoint of, let's say, ending the drug war, I'm always going to advocate for eliminating the entire drug war, getting rid of the federal schedule of substances. And that's not saying, I only want you to remove cannabis. No, just throw the entire thing out. Get rid of the federal schedule of substances. That is the principled stance. Now, if the negotiation begins, well, how about we get rid of cannabis from the federal schedule and then nobody will ever get arrested for cannabis ever again? I would accept that as a compromise towards getting rid of the entire federal schedule of drugs, but I will not ever advocate the incremental approach as my position. Does that answer the question?
That does, yeah, and I respect that. It's just that it seems like, there's no progress, with that approach, and I guess that's fine because
there actually is progress with that approach. It takes a little longer to wind up seeing the progress, and there are various things that you can look at to where some people are saying that the tax and regulate cannabis scheme that was adopted in Colorado and Washington and also later in Oregon, that, that's ending the drug war. Well, no, it's not ending the drug war. It's just shifting the focus of the drug war. The drug war still exists. There's new taxes that people have to pay, and I'm never going to advocate for a new tax. So it's going to take a little longer to wind up getting rid of those taxes, but people aren't being arrested any longer for mere possession of cannabis in Colorado, Alaska, Oregon.
Now they're getting arrested for not getting permission to run their shops or grow their product.
And they're still getting arrested for smoking in public. And, you know, there is some progress that's being made, but I would dare say that the tax and regulate scheme that exists in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Alaska would never exist if people were not advocating for the last 40 years to completely end the drug war. So the tax and regulate is kind of a compromise, but it's still not all the way there to that principled position. Sean, thank you for the call. And we go to Jim in Philadelphia, who wants to talk about Islam. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Conan.
Hey, I've called into the show before, and I'm glad that you two are on the show, because it's usually either Mark or Ian or both. And I know Ian has had, I think, Will Colley or something from Muslims for Liberty on. Mm-hmm. And although I think, you know, it's in theory, I think, hey, you know, these, you know, Islam is a religion. They want to practice. And as long as they're peaceful, so forth and such. But, you know, the religion hasn't had a reformation, and there is a large majority that still hold radical beliefs about women should obey their husbands. That's like a large percentage of Muslims, and then you go down the more extreme beliefs, and it's a little more believe that and a little more believe that. But my question is, you know, I don't think that Islam is compatible with libertarian, with a free society, because they will, you know, most of them are going to be peaceful, but there's small radical groups that force the peaceful people to submit and obey and let it happen. It's just like most of us in America are good people, but those, you know, super corrupt, super violent, aggressive elite class controls us. So, although I think it's great that there's Muslim libertarians, and, you know, I just don't see the religion being compatible with liberty as a whole.
There are some people, Jim, there are some people that would say that no religion can be compatible with liberty. Right. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I guess I never thought of that before. I don't quite know how to respond.
Question about the radical Islam. You know, how much of that is coming from developed countries where the people, and I'm not talking about the first generation, but the Muslims who have had the opportunity to grow up in a developed country, usually those are the guys who start to cool off. It's the guys living in the caves that have the problems.
And those are the ones that will, you know, denounce the radical stuff done in the name of their faith. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Still time for your calls and your thoughts if you call in right now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Conan.
And we will get back to your calls in just a moment. But would you like to save 20% or more? You can save up to 50% on things that you buy from Amazon when you use Bitcoin and you save at Purse. Go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com, all one word. And you can save up to 50%. Well, actually, after the fees, it's 35.6% that you wind up saving on things that you wind up getting from Amazon. I just saved, did that maximum discount, 50%, on an item, a monopod stabilizer that I purchased from Amazon, and I'm actually looking at my Purse account right now. I've done 19 transactions, saved $188.93, so my average savings is about $10. And, I'm not buying big-ticket items, but I'm generally getting 35 to 50% off on things that I'm going to buy anyway from Amazon. So what you do is you put something in an Amazon wish list, add that into your Purse account, select your discount, and pay with Bitcoin. Once you receive the item, you release the Bitcoin to the person that bought the Bitcoin and delivered the item to you. So go to saveatpurse.com and start saving when you use Bitcoin. Back to the phones, actually to Skype. We have Will Coley calling in. Will, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Conan.
What's up, Daryl? How you been, guys?
Good. Hey, can you back up from your microphone just a hair?
Is that better?
A little bit, yes.
All right, awesome. So, Jim, a little while ago. I'm actually glad that he called because I've been listening to the show for a few days looking for an opportunity to bring up something that happened last week that's not gotten particularly a large amount of press coverage. It's called the Marrakesh Declaration. And basically what it is where all of the major influential contemporary scholars and religious leaders from all the Muslim countries, as well as at least a dozen influential leaders from the U.S. and the U.K., got together and wrote out what they call the Marrakesh Declaration. And what it is it's basically a collective fatwa, so to speak, where the religious leadership of the Muslim community on an international basis is calling out the governments of these Muslim communities to protect the religious minorities who live among them. The purpose, if a state has a purpose, of the state is to protect the rights of individuals, particularly that of those individuals who are in the minority within a society, and that basically they believe that the state should put extra effort into this because of the fact that you see things like what are happening in Iraq, things like what are happening in Syria, the targeting of religious minorities in Pakistan and Afghanistan, the same thing in Turkey with the Ahmadiyya community being targeted, the Kurdish communities being targeted.
So, same thing in Israel with the Palestinians being targeted.
Yeah, but Israel isn't a Muslim, quote-unquote, state or quote-unquote Muslim government.
Right, but it's still a government that is, in a lot of respects, a theocracy, and they are targeting a religious minority.
Yeah, very, very true. But this was specifically aimed by the Muslim academic class, so to speak, at the Muslim political class, saying, you people have been put into these positions of power. How you got there, we're not going to talk about that. Mm. But you have these positions, and because of those positions, you should be doing ABC, which is protecting the minorities who live among you, protecting the rights of minorities and women and all these other people. Basically, everything that Jim had an issue with. There has been this declaration by the international Islamic scholarly community saying that what Jim is talking about needs to be dealt with. Another thing, though, is now there's another one of these conferences. It's coming up in about 2 months, and this conference is more along the lines of something like you or I would put together. It's called Peace Through Entrepreneurship. And it's a Muslim group of Muslims who have got together, and what they're saying is that the state has already shown itself impotent in these matters, and that the only thing that will truly help these societies and create peace in these societies is an improvement in their economic condition. And how you do that is through entrepreneurship, through trade. And so their idea is rather than putting the onus on the state, they want to put the onus on individuals and on business to grow and to start new businesses and to create like economic opportunity in these areas. And through that economic opportunity, then there will be peace and there will be, you know, because it's kind of hard to have war with people that you're having trade with.
Right. And one thing that needs to happen in order for this entrepreneurship to wind up happening is the state needs to get out of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But, yeah, I thought that, you know, in relation to Jim's call, that's something that's quite interesting. You and the listeners may want to look up. It's called the Marrakesh Declaration. It was signed on January the 26th. You can find the full text of it online.
Yeah, I found a commentary from the Religion News Service, where they actually have the commentary about it, and they link over to the Marrakesh Declaration, and I will post this on the Facebook page, facebook.freetalklive.com. Will, thanks for calling in, and definitely keep us posted on this peace through, what was it, peace through prosperity, or peace through
entrepreneurship?
Yeah, where is that happening?
It's going to be in Marrakesh, Morocco. We're working right now on securing an interview with the organizers of the event on the Call to Freedom. So if you're interested, keep an ear out on the for the Cult of Freedom on LRN.
And Cult of Freedom is the radio show that you do every Sunday night from 10 p.m. until midnight Eastern time. And, Will, I'm going to go ahead and let you go because there's some background noise on that call.
You know, his last argument, this reminds me of Jim Crow law versus the entrepreneurs in the South who just didn't care where their money went. They just, as long as, or their money, they, as their product went, as long as they were getting money in return, they didn't care, the cab driver didn't care what color you were.
Right, and that's the thing. I'm glad you mentioned Jim Crow because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the segregated lunch counter was not because there was a racist business owner. There may very well
have been
a racist business owner, but the segregated lunch counter existed because of legislators telling business owners, you cannot serve people at the same counter. You have to separate them. And some of the business owners, they committed acts of civil disobedience, and I'm very glad they did, to where they allowed people to sit mixed ethnicity at their lunch counter, and they served them.
Yeah, you know what?
The business owner said, I don't care what the statute says. I don't care that there's, you know, police out there saying that I can't do this. Go ahead. Sit down. I will feed you lunch.
And therefore nullify the bad law. And you know what? This is how it should be. I mean, get the state out of it. Let any businessman worth his salt, if he's a good businessman, he's not gonna care as long as he's giving product and he's getting money in return. And the government's just holding his butt back. If you want to get these things fixed as far as dealing with radicals, you've got to allow the people to suffer the consequences and the benefits of working with each other. And I like the idea. I like the sound of this meeting that's taking place in 2 months.
Yeah, and again, you know, it cannot be reiterated enough that the only way you will have more entrepreneurship and more prosperity and more peace is to get the government out of the way. Because governments exist to get in the way and act as a middleman.
And grow bigger.
And, yeah, they grow bigger because, you know, they are used to getting a portion of whatever everybody's doing. No. You can't do that without giving me a cut. It's like, you know, the mafia in a lot of places, only there's a little bit more legitimacy to the men and women working on behalf of the United States federal government. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back again tomorrow night, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and, of course, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.